I want you to give God thanks. Give God glory. Worship His name. Worship His name. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. For there is no one like you, who was and is to come. For giving us life, we appreciate the name. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your glory, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your power, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your mercies, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. For your power, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Give God the glory. Give God praise. This is the time for you to worship the Lord because of the condition of the world. The Bible says that those who know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Those who know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Hallelujah. This morning, before we go further into our prayers, I want to read a scripture. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 73, from verse 1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bonds in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compassed them about as a chain, violence covered them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongues walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how does God know? And is the knowledge, their knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. All day long have I been plagued and chastened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For all day long have I been pledged and testing every morning. If I say I will speak, thus behold, I should offend against the generation of the children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I'm continually with thee. Thou hast holding me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guard me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a warring from thee. But it is good for me to draw nigh to God. I put my trust in thee, O Lord, that I may declare all thy works. Hallelujah. And I take time to read all this for us to have a better understanding this morning. Before we begin to pray, many times you see yourself envying the wicked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even the way you talk about them, say, wow, the man have money. He has so much money. He has so much wealth. He's a billionaire. Glory to God. David once thought like that. He said, I envy the wicked. He said, they're not even suffering like every other person. I felt I have done everything I have did in vain. My fasting was in vain. My giving alms was in vain. My tithe and offering was in vain. My ensuring that the work of God continued in my generation was in vain. Hallelujah. David was thinking the same way. The psalmist, he said, my feet almost slipped. Because I said, it doesn't make sense. This God, Jesus, shouting hallelujah, going up and down. David said, it doesn't make sense. Probably you're thinking the same way this morning. Say, I'd rather help myself. This doesn't really make sense. Hallelujah. David thought like that. Most of us, sometimes, we see ourselves bothering in our thoughts with those kind of thinking. He said, I really begin to regret all the things I've done. Trying to stay good, trying to be righteous, trying to walk with God until I went into the sanctuary. Hallelujah. See, if I didn't go to the sanctuary, I wouldn't have understood. I would be ignorant. I would act foolishly. See, when I went into the sanctuary, the Lord exposed their end to me. The Lord revealed their end to me. And I was glad. Hallelujah. I was glad. Because I began to understand the end of the wicked. I began to know their end. And I glorified God. Hallelujah. He says, suddenly, their feet slipped. Suddenly, there will always be a suddenly. Even if that's your case, that's your problem. Suddenly, you don't see it anymore. Hallelujah. Yes, whatever you're passing through right now will be suddenly. Suddenly. Some of us, this time last year, think that we're going to die. Some of us think that we will not live again. Some of us, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, was wondering what's going to happen to the world. Hallelujah. But we see everything come to normal. God has a way of visiting his people. And that is what is happening this morning. God is visiting you, telling you that it is well, my daughter, it is well, my son. For the wicked shall not, the Lord of the wicked, the rod of the wicked, shall not rest upon the Lord of the righteous. Your Lord shall not be taken away. Your portion shall not be taken away. You shall get your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. So there was an envious moment, but God corrected the psalmist and said, what you're thinking is foolishness. Because I, the Lord, run the world. There's a saying that says that the end justifies the means. The end. God is interested in the beginning, but more interested in the ending. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why he says that if you see a righteous man and you are righteous all the days, and suddenly you decide to be wicked, he said that the righteousness of that man will be forgotten. So what is God saying? Consistency. Consistency. Don't become one of those that the scripture says that the first shall be the last. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of what the enemy is doing, attacking your life, left, right, center. And you decide to go to this. I need to help myself. This is not working out. Stay cool, because God is in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, you have to do what you have to do, but righteously. Let God stay by your side. We know what it means not to tread where the angels fear to tread. What is that? The angels do not like sin. Hallelujah. They don't like wickedness. So that place that you're going to tread, that will take you away from the presence of God. Don't do it. Stay with God. Stay with God. For the end justifies the means. Sometimes it's as if the wicked is prospering. The wicked has it all. Hallelujah. They boast in their wickedness. They tell you what they want to do, and they do it. Hallelujah. Is God watching? Yes. Is God sleeping? No. Why are they prospering? Because of the scripture. The word of God says, and the prosperity of the wicked is for their own destruction. Hallelujah. You better prosper good. You better prosper in the Lord. You better have the Lord by your side. The prosperity of the wicked, and I'm going to explain it to you. Prosperity of the wicked is for their destruction. If a wicked man prospers, what does he do? Just simple analogy. You see somebody that is drunk, a drunkard. Maybe he drinks, but doesn't have a lot of money to actually exhibit his drunkenness. And the wicked man, I begin to prosper. What will he do? He will begin to drink more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that will be for his or her destruction. That's why it is good to prosper in the Lord, so that you will control yourself. You will control the wealth, not the wealth controlling you. You will control situation, not situation controlling you. You will drive the car, not the car driving you. Hallelujah. You be the driver, proper driver. When you prosper in wickedness, the Bible says it is for the destruction of the wicked. When the wicked prospers. We're going to pray this morning. Our prayer this morning will be that God will visit you. That God will change your mind, whatever the enemy has done to bring you to a moment where you think that it is all about you, not God anymore. That power will stop this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray. First prayer point. That God will teach you the importance of sanctuary. Hallelujah. And do not allow you to go to the sanctuary and go home empty-handed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let God reveal the mystery of godliness, the mystery of righteousness unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mind. A simple prayer. Now this morning, there will be a revelation of the mystery of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Yapora Seka. Zela Bantera. Mapranakorobo Sekaya. Zelekema Sindorobo. Zeparanteke Tulita. Makayabana. Mapro no kotolobus, brakama te kuka, yamtala busea. In the name of Jesus, the mystery of righteousness, the mystery of godliness. In the name of Jesus, may God begin to reveal the mystery unto you, unto your children, unto your family. The mystery of righteousness. When a man is righteous, the heaven is open for you. God stay by your side. Ye como salabata. Rabba de kankoyobos. Iso kamazataya. That your house will be a house where angels visit. Where the presence of God is constantly maintained. Yes. Mani korobo sakaya. Make your house available for the angelic host. As they are passing, going through the spiritual zone. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a mystery before we conclude this prayer. That there is a place where you will, or there is how you will set up your house. Every angel that passes through this spiritual zone will visit your house. Your house will become famous in the realm of the spirit. It will be a resting place. When they are passing, they will pass by. They must make sure that your house is visited. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's welcoming. It is constantly in the presence of God. Constantly. The smoke of prayer is constantly arising from your house. Glory to God. The smoke of prayer. The incense that smells good. Ali karamo seban takaya. Jemelo torbo se pranaka. Makondo borente baluka. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Matsolobo koriba. Yes, Lord. Teach me the mystery of righteousness. Nako matayo. Yamo serebos. Yama sekaka. Zekoko yada. Mandre menos. Yele vedege. Yele vegede. Yele vegede. Yele vegede. Zara manika. Yomo kombi na katae. Yele kledege degede. Yila ba degede. Mando robo zekuya. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Mande lugas. Mande lugas. Yele vegede degede. Montromo sekandi bania. Yilebo konkoyobo seka. Yes, Lord. Sambe ruta masaka. Ingle bero mosekia. Yande nemo mosinkaya. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I want you to pray right now. Any hindrance, anything that stops you from entering into this presence, anything that stops you from accessing the mysteries in the sanctuary of God, anything that stops you from enjoying the presence of God, that the power of God will destroy them this moment. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Let the power of God dissolve them, destroy them, dissolve them, that you will be free in the name of Jesus, serving the Lord. Come as the levels, that your house will be a house of prayer. The house will be represented in the spirit. Tama Sanabos, as a house where the angels tread and visit at all times. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, we give you thanks. We give you glory. Let this morning be a special morning that we will begin to see the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, I decree for all the people under the sound of my voice this morning, mighty God, let your protection be with them. Protect them from every danger. Protect them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Protect them from every danger. Let your power protect them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Sampora tekia. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. No gunman shall see you. No gunwoman shall see you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your family. I cover your children. I cover you. I cover you. Makaba, Seko, Tua, Bleto, Baranta, Buske, Baranatika. Yes, Lord. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name. Mighty God, I pray for even those that are sick or in pain right now, whatever side of your body that is paining, I command healing upon you. May the healing power of God begin to touch you right now. Healing power of God, touch you. Touch you. Touch you. Touch you. Touch you. Touch you. May the healing power of God touch you and heal you completely from every discomfort, from every pain. Yes, Lord. Heal your children. Set them free. Heal your children. Set them free. Heal your children. Set them free. Heal your children, set them free. Heal your children, set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Whoever that is having that pain on the right shoulder and the waist. Just hold your waist. Hold that place that is paining you right now. And the Lord will heal you. Father, I command healing. Be healed right now. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. And I'll see you by this time tomorrow. Bye-bye.